In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Dear Christian friends, as Christians, in life and in ministry, we are blessed to see and hear awesome wonders. 10 years ago, my wife Susan and I took a trip to Europe on the occasion of a special wedding anniversary. One of our stops took us to a village of Zermatt in the Swiss Alps. While we were there, we took a helicopter ride to the top of the famous mountain, the Matterhorn. As we began our ride, we had an incredible view of God's creation. A huge mountain range covered with snow, and this was the middle of August. Lush green valleys, neat little alpine villages, the bright blue sky, the white fluffy clouds, and the glaciers, rivers of ice pocketed with aqua-colored pools. The Swiss are known to actually scuba dive in those pools. As we approached the top of the Matterhorn, we saw a small wooden cabin built into the side of the rocky cliff about 300 yards from the top of the mountain. This cabin is used as a rest area for climbers as they approached the top of the mountain. In the midst of this glorious scene of God's creation, here was a reminder of what God can enable a human being to do. For it's one thing to climb a mountain like this, it's quite another to build a cabin into a rocky cliff several miles into the air. Throughout the morning, the mountaintop had been enveloped in a white fluffy cloud. Now it was early afternoon, and as we came nearer to the peak, we saw something truly amazing. We saw three men walking on the top of the Matterhorn, the snow-covered peak, towards a large wooden cross. What an incredible sight! What a mountaintop experience that was! What moments in your life come to mind when you hear, when you confess, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth"? A few days later, we were in the village of Oberammergau, Germany, attending the famed Oberammergau Passion Play, a play performed every 10 years by the village townspeople. It'll be done again this year. I watched as spikes were driven into the hands and feet of the actor portraying Christ, marveling at how real it looked, even wondering, were they actually nailing that poor guy to the cross? This led me to think about the fact that Christ wasn't acting when the soldiers hammered spikes into his hands and feet. It wasn't pretend. It wasn't a play. It was real, very real. The spear piercing his side was also real. In fact, it assures us that he did in fact die for us. And the suffering of hell that Jesus endured on the cross is something that cannot be reproduced in a play or in a movie or even in a book of words for that matter, but it was real. And it was all endured for us, for the atonement of our sins, so that you and I might be delivered from sin, death, and hell, and to life and heaven. My baptism, your baptism, binds us to our Lord as he's nailed to that cross, as he suffers the torture of hell, as he dies for our sins. My baptism, your baptism, binds us to our Lord as he rises from the dead on Easter Sunday. As he lives, so shall I live. As he lives, so shall you live. What an incredible sight. What a wonderful truth. Mount Calvary, what a mountaintop experience. What moments in your life come to mind when you hear, when you confess, I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. Our text is linked to the gospel lesson for this coming Transfiguration Sunday, which tells us of a day in the lives of Jesus and three of his disciples when they, in fact, had a real mountaintop experience. A day in which they heard incredible and awesome words and saw an amazing sight. Peter, James, and John heard the words of the Father. They witnessed the presence of Moses and Elijah. They saw Jesus in his glorified form manifesting his majesty, honor, and glory. On that mountaintop, they got a true glimpse of heaven. In fact, on that day, heaven perhaps came the closest it has ever come to this planet. The Transfiguration account is recorded in three of the four Gospels, and it's read in the worship service annually on the Sunday before Lent. You see, this message is also for us. Wake up! Wake up! Everything you're about to hear and read during this Lenten and Easter season is real, it's true. And it's for you. This Jesus is the divine Son of God and Savior of the world. He lived, suffered, died, and rose again from the dead for you. Listen to him. For you are now part of his church, called to bring this good news to the ends of the earth. What moments in your life come to mind when you hear, when you confess, I believe that the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. Mountaintop experiences do not last forever. Sooner or later, you have to come down and deal with everyday challenges of life. So it was for the disciples. They came down from the mountaintop with Jesus and were immediately confronted by an angry crowd, upset because the other disciples were unable to heal a sick boy. Jesus saw them through that dilemma, and he continued to see them through the challenging and difficult days that were to follow. When God acts in our lives, he does so not to make us more comfortable, not to make us more successful or happy. He didn't save us so that we could become spectators, but participants in receiving and sharing his mercy, his grace. When God acts in our lives, he moves us to service in his name. Sometimes that service involves sacrifice. Sometimes it means bearing another person's heavy burden. And sometimes it might even mean laying our life down for another. The goal of our life is not so that we can be successful or wealthy, but rather it is so that we might have a spiritual impact for good, God's eternal good, on the lives of other human beings. As you look forward to your life and ministry, know that ministry in itself is a mountaintop experience. In ministry, we see things and are privileged to hear things that the prophets and kings of old only dreamed about. Yes, only dreamed about. As a pastor, missionary, deaconess, or teacher, you work with one person or one family at a time, providing healing and hope to the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the same time, you're working side by side, not with hundreds, but thousands of pastors, missionaries, deaconesses, teachers, and other professional and lay church workers like yourself, reaching out to people with the gospel of Jesus Christ in over 70 countries worldwide. Transfiguration Sunday. It gives us a glimpse of heaven. Our God has told us that in heaven, there will be people of every tribe, nation, race, and background. Through the mission and ministry of our church, through the mission and ministry of Christ and his people, the church on earth is looking more and more like heaven each and every day. In heaven, the lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, Yes, we will be able to see and hear our Lord Jesus. Today, it is my prayer, it is my hope, that you will not only be able to see Jesus, but you'll be able to hear him say to you personally, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done." Now that will truly be a mountaintop experience. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.